Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I want to talk to our Kansas dairy farmers about keeping their dairies in the black as we move forward into 2020 and beyond. And I think there's four key things that I would encourage you to do. Number one, I hope you're having honest discussions with your banker. And if we're having some issues with getting our farm in the black, maybe we need to start with the banker first, get some of their ideas on what we might do to change how we maybe structure some debt or even what we're doing with our expenses or certain parts of the operation that may not be as profitable as they could be. Second thing to remember is keep that financial belt pretty tight. Last couple of years, you've probably stopped feeding maybe some feed additives or you've done some other cost-cutting things on your dairy. It's always a temptation when that milk check starts to grow to add some of these things back in. And in thinking about that, you may still have some Band-Aids in your program. Maybe we have a nutrition issue or a cow comfort issue that we need to fix. Keep in mind that sometimes those Band-Aids are there because we're not doing a very good job with forage quality. So let's fix the root of the problem, making sure that we're doing things to increase intake as well as cow comfort during those times. And then the final thing to consider is to make sure you're keeping your focus where you need to be and make sure you bring your A game every day to your dairy, improving those things that you can so that you can improve the financial situation on your dairy. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairies to keep an eye on the economic factors that are important to the success of their dairy.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.